Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. This is Chris Miles, cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur, showing you and teaching you how to find and free up your cash, be able to have more freedom, prosperity today, not just 5 million years in the future. So, hey, I'm so grateful to be with you this morning. This particular show topic is one I get asked so often, and so this is why I've put this on the agenda for today, because so many people say, okay, Chris, you talk about freeing up cash flow, but what am I going to do for retirement? And so I think that's a great question to address. So just to make sure you tune in, make sure you check out our website, moneyripples.com. You know, check out events, check out our blogs, updates, all that great stuff, great free tools and resources to check out as well. Definitely invite you to check out moneyripples.com. Now, let's talk about retirement. I had a really interesting experience with one of my clients out in the Midwest. In his particular situation, he was actually looking to figure out what to do. He had been in business for the previous, he'd been in business for decades, but the last 3 years were particularly hard for him. He was 62 years old. Him and his wife had started to notice that there was a little bit of a downward spiral in his business. And so, year after year, it just got worse and worse. And so by the time he met with me, it wasn't like they were horribly in the hole, but they definitely were just making a paycheck to paycheck. They weren't having a lot of surplus. And so as they reached out to me for help, they were hoping to find out those secret answers, right? They want to know what kind of things I could do, especially as they heard some of the reputation I had with finding them freed up cash flow. Yeah, especially where the average client's freed up about $33,000 a year. And so as I'm looking at their situation, I kind of, this is over the phone, so they couldn't really see the big smile on my face, but to me it was pretty obvious and pretty simple how they could do it. And so I told them, I said, you need to talk to our investment advisor because you've got $500,000 in your IRAs, and that's really your only real resource you have. You have $500,000 retirement money, but it's not creating any cash flow for you today because you're drowning today, and you need to get your business going. And he's the kind of guy that he loved what he did in his business. He loved his work, like many, many of you that are business owners do as well. He loved it regardless of the money. He had a passion and a mission for it, but he was starting to lose that fire, losing that steam because the cash flow was getting so tight that it felt more like a job than it did like a passion or a mission. And so as I'm talking to him, I said, you should talk to our investment advisor because we may want to look at using some of this retirement money, since that's about the only cash you have. We don't want to touch your liquid savings, the little that you do have, but you got tons of retirement money doing nothing for you. What if we were to use this money to help create more cash flow today? And I said, you might want to talk to him about it just to see the options, know the pros and the cons. I can tell you a few of these, but it's really up to you and him how this would work out and to make sure you're prepared for this. He says, well, what do you mean? I said, well, you could take $100,000 of your IRA money. You could take that money and use that to help pay off some loans. You can refinance. You could do a few other things here. And when all is said and done here, we'll be able to free up about $50,000 a year, 50 being 50. $50,000 a year from just $100,000 in your IRA. And his first response really shocked me. His first response was, but Chris, how am I going to retire? How am I going to be able to retire from this? And I said, well, that's kind of interesting. What kind of rate of return are you hoping to get off this IRA? Maybe what, 5-10% if you're lucky, for a net return, so that's maybe $5,000 to $10,000 a year. I'm telling you how to make $50,000 a year with this money, guaranteed, which no financial advisor will ever guarantee for you. He said, but how am I going to retire? I don't have anything anymore. What do I have to show for it? And we went back and forth for a while, and finally his wife stepped in, and she kind of smacked him across the head verbally, like many wives do. And she said, honey, listen, that's only $100,000. You still have $400,000 of that money that's for retirement, but now we free up $50,000 a year. How does that not make sense? And he finally said, okay, I get the point now. And we had him work with our investment guy, and next thing between that and refinancing and everything else, he was able to free up $50,000 a year, or a little over $4,000 a month. What was really cool is that once he experienced that, he started to free up the cash. then what was nice is that all of a sudden now his income started going up because now he was starting to work again because of a passion. He was working because he loved it, not because he felt like he had to, like it was a job. And the next thing you know, he started making an extra $1,000, $2,000 a month, especially when he started to see that principles really do govern instead of just strategies. And so all in all, this guy made an extra $60,000 or $70,000 a year purely because of this one decision of how he looked at differently at his retirement money. And that's what I really want to talk about today is how to look at retirement, because what is retirement? What is it you're really hoping to achieve? Because many people are all of us really, even myself as a financial advisor, this is where my world really opened up when I started to understand some of these things and some of these possibilities that really wasn't limited to just doing IRAs, 401ks, life insurance products, and things like that. It was so much more. Now, granted, I know many of you, because you work for a company, you know, you probably feel like that's your only option. Like whatever they offer you, that's it. And I'm here to tell you that you do have more options than what you believe you have. There's been millions and millions, if not billions of dollars of marketing thrown at you to help to lead you to believe over the last several decades that the only way you can retire is by doing somebody else's retirement plan. Now, I'm not saying the retirement plans don't have their place, but for the most part, they lack any kind of creativity to create any real, true financial freedom. How many people do you know that are the richest people in the world that are using retirement plans? How many of those people do you know are getting rich off their IRAs or their 401ks? None of them, right? It's just not happening. And so when I started to open up that possibility to realize that, wait, there's so much more than just doing the typical traditional plans. There are so many more ways to, quote unquote, retire than it's incredible. You know, it's amazing. So let me ask this question is, what do you really want in retirement? Why do you want to have a retirement account? And this is a question you really got to ask yourself. And I would bet that you probably don't know that answer very easily. You probably just can't rattle it off. At least not a really good, thoughtful answer. You might say, well, I want money. I want retirement. Well, why? What is it that you hope it will bring you? My guess would be that the majority of you would say this. You would say probably something to the effect of, well, I want a retirement plan because I want something to give me some cash flow in the future. I want something to make sure that I can live out my golden years, my olden years, so to speak, and be able to have enough, right? In fact, most people when they get to retirement are saying, I just hope I never run out of money. I just want enough to be able to make it. You know, some of you might even say, you know, honestly, I don't even care to retire. I could care less. I love what I do. I just want to make sure that I'm working because I want to, not because I have to. And there's lots of great reasons for why you want that. Most people usually are sold the bill of goods that you need to retire, that there's some magic age of 65 that says you gotta stop working, like somehow you've become useless at that point, or somehow that's when life begins for you. And I'm here to tell you that that's just ridiculous. First off, why does there have to be a magic age? And secondly, why does it have to be in the products that people, that salesmen in suits have to sell you, or a company HR executive has to sell you, right? Why does it have to be that? You know, what to believe that we can't control our own destiny and that we have to throw our money into something that we have no control over? And by the way, I know there's a lot of retirement plans out there. I mean, 401ks, there's 403bs, there's IRAs, there's Roth IRAs, there's different types of life insurances and things like that people will typically use. There's SEP IRAs and simple IRAs and all that kind of stuff. Even if you're a business owner, there's other options, because some of them you can't qualify for because you make too much money, and others, you know, you just, that's what you've been sold. I will tell you that I've never, ever, ever seen anyone become financially free off of retirement plans. And what I mean by financially free is where you actually truly believe that, you know, and you're able to get, whether there's inflation or anything else, whether you're able to have enough cash flow to last you in retirement. Not without going super, super cheap and almost moving to Costa Rica like some people are talking about doing nowadays. You're noticing most baby boomers, which they were saying was going to be a concern for the stock markets, right? Because if all the baby boomers start pulling out their money, the stock markets will tank, which leaves Generation X and Generation Y hanging out to dry, right? But that's not the case. Baby boomers are working longer now. They keep working more and more, providing more competition for jobs for people coming out of college and things like that. So the thing is that people aren't using retirement plans right now. They're not retiring at all, or they're trying to do like a part-time retirement. I would definitely pose to you that the real key to retirement, if that's your goal, no matter when it is cash flow. You know, many of you heard the story that back in 2006, what I discovered accidentally, although it worked well, was by applying a lot of these principles I've been teaching you guys over the last several weeks and will continue to teach you, is that I was actually able to retire from business streams of income that I had where I was working maybe a few hours a week, but able to have enough to pay for all the expenses of our family. I was essentially out of the rat race, as some people would call it. I was able to get to a place where I didn't need to work and I was able to retire just working a few hours a week, and that was it. Now, I'll tell you that the funny thing is that I didn't save hundreds of thousands or even millions of dollars to live off the interest to do that. In fact, I did the opposite. I had very little in savings, but my savings started to build more and more because now I had so much extra cash flow. We were able to put more away and do more, and we were able to, you know, get into a new house and all this other kind of stuff because of it. That is the real key, is what do we do to create cash flow? And does it have to be in a retirement plan? You know, because I'll tell you, I mean, just like what my brother-in-law had taught me, you know, when I met with him as a financial advisor, some of you heard that story, that as I'm trying to sell him on buying a mutual fund, he's saying, well, Chris, if I give you $10,000 to play around with, you make me 12%, that's $1,200 a year. But Chris, if I could turn around and take that $10,000 and turn around and put it in my business and make $20,000 this year, which I can easily do with, and in fact, that's within a matter of months, well, why would I ever invest my money with you? And that kind of opened up my mind thinking, wait a minute, if he could do that, he could invest it back in his business, make $20,000 in a matter of months, which I know he's done many, many times. Well, if that's the case, well, why would he invest in mutual funds? Why would he do that? My reasoning was, well, he should be diversified, which is a bunch of bull. That's just not true, is it? It's a lie. He doesn't have to be diversified. In fact, if you ask Warren Buffett, one of the greatest investors of our times, by at least by many opinions, he would say that diversification is for those that don't know what they're doing. It's for the ignorant. It's investing for the ignorant. So why would we do that? If we know something really well, we're passionate about, especially those of you who are in business, man, I would hope that you look that the best investment you have right now is right underneath your nose. There's acres of diamonds underneath you, just right in your own business. Stop looking outside of it for some magic retirement plan to help you out. Now, I'm not saying there aren't places you can store your money, but when I look at storing my money, when I have my clients store their money, I have them look at places that, one, you can get to, so they're liquid. You can cash it out if you need it, especially if you want to put it into your business today for something else. And then two, is it something that's going to be safe and guaranteed? It's not going to lose money, which doesn't leave you a lot of options, does it? This is one reason, we'll probably do another show on this later, but this is one reason why whole life insurance comes up a lot. And the sad thing is, the way most people, when they do whole life, they do it with a typical whole life salesman, a typical life insurance guy, even ones that are bankers, and they don't look at the business as being the number one asset and the number one investment, and therefore they end up structuring the life insurance in a poor way, which is why I don't trust even a lot of life insurance agents, even though I do support much of what they teach. The problem is that it's got to be structured in a way that is thought from a business owner perspective, not a life insurance person's perspective. And so I have a lot of clients that they have extra money, like that spillover money from their business. They don't know what to do with it. If it's not going to a savings account, then it might be going into something like life insurance. Now, the reason why people say, well, why would you put it in a savings account or something like that, like when you can make so much more money? Well, the reason is this, is that I know that they can make more money in the business, especially if they're business owners. You've got more potential. And even if you don't have a business, maybe you're thinking of starting one, or maybe you're looking to do real estate investing. Man, there's so many better ways when you have the right knowledge behind it. There's so many better ways to make more money in real estate investing than investing in typical retirement plans. I mean, no matter how you do the numbers, and I learned this as a financial advisor, no matter how you do the numbers with traditional type of products based on the real market returns, you really want to see what the market returns of the stock market are. They're really closer to about 7%. And you're lucky if you even get that net return after fees and after the performance of the fund that you're in. You're lucky to maybe get 7% a year on a real actual yield, not an average return, but an actual one. Now, think about that. If you're hoping and praying for maybe a 7% return, and then, by the way, people believe that inflation is about 3%, that's not true either. If you go to a place like shadowstats.com, they'll tell you that the real rate of inflation, if you go based on what, after they've manipulated the numbers and everything else, the real cost of living is between 7 and 10% a year, which means that you're not even keeping up with inflation trying to invest in those retirement plans. This is why people like many people that are the baby boomers right now are trying to retire, realize they don't have nearly as much, or they realize that what they have isn't going to last them very long. And do you realize that the average baby boomer between age 56 and 65 only has about $120,000 in their 401k right now? And now you have financial advisors telling you to be safe, quote unquote, only pull out 3% a year. Well, if you're only pulling out 3% a year on $120,000, you're living off of $4,000 a year. Is that the kind of retirement plan you were hoping to get? It obviously hasn't worked. Why do we keep doing it? It hasn't worked for decades. Why do people keep stuffing it in? I mean, since 1985, I had one client that maxed out his 401k every single year since 1985, when Utah got one of their first 401k plans, getting them full company match and everything, only to realize that after about 25 years of savings, he had a whopping $400,000. $400,000 after maxing out. This guy was putting in like $15,000+ a year to get that. He was ticked, obviously. It was amazing when he was able to go buy about 16 real estate properties and have about $1 million of properties without $400,000. And a lot of those were actually cash flowing him better than what he was earning in his 401k. Does that make sense? I mean, that's the craziness of this. And so, you know, I hope you understand that if you believe that the box that we're left to be stuck in is simply just the typical retirement plan that somebody else provides for you, where you're getting paid the table scraps or whatever's left over, that's just not the way to go. And by the way, when I look at retirement, I honestly do not look at retirement in the traditional way. I mean, obviously, if that's not the case, you haven't noticed that by now. Still, from a standpoint of what I believe is principled, and this is just my opinion, this doesn't have to be yours, everybody can be different, but I truly believe that I believe the concept of retirement, where you stop doing anything of value for people. I mean, the only way to really to retire and to stop making money is to stop creating value for people. It's to stop trying to bless people's lives in that sort of way. Granted, you could be doing volunteer stuff and things like that, and that's great. But I truly believe that when it says in the Bible that, you know, Adam was commanded to work by the sweat of his brow all the days of his life, I'm pretty sure it didn't say to age 65. I really believe it's a principle of the law of the harvest that we are to create value the rest of our lives in whatever form that is. And the hard thing is that a lot of people, when they think of retirement, they think of just sitting on a front porch swing, drinking lemonade, going to the beach, going to visit grandchildren maybe, going to Costa Rica, which is usually, you know, more the realistic things because they start selling off all their homes. And you've got people like out there like Susie Orman telling people to just start downsizing all their homes. They're like, nope, you can't afford that home, just downsize. And basically, start renting. You know, start living in some community and start renting. And, hey, you'll be amazed how cheap you can get homes in this area. And you'll be amazed how cheap you can get stuff in downtown Detroit and with gunfire going on all around. Man, you could get a place, snatch up a place for $2,000. It's awesome. Great retirement plan, right? I mean, that's the kind of stuff that we're told. You know, it's just like, how can we live cheaper and cheaper? How can we live less of a life? And how can we essentially die? And how can we stop being a value? And I truly believe that if you're a wise steward of what you're given, the retirement plan is what you think. It's about how can you keep making things bigger and better? How can you keep finding additional ways to take the money that you have to add more value to more people? And the great thing is that because we know that dollars follow value that you create, the more you go about doing that, the more you create. You know, for example, maybe you have a farmer that says, you know what, I can sell off all this land and make $10 million. Well, sweet, you can make $10 million, and even after you get taxed on it, you still got millions of dollars that you can use to live off the interest, right? But I believe a wise steward would say, you know what, I'm not going to stop there. Maybe I can do something else with this money. Maybe I can start a business. Maybe I can start doing a manufacturing company or something like that, or maybe I could buy a franchise. Or what could I do that could actually start creating more jobs and creating more value for people, enhancing the community, making it a better place, making our world a better place by the money that I've been blessed with? How can I use that in a way that'll start to increase means? And the great thing is when you have that kind of attitude, that service mentality, and it's a good, legitimate business, and you take those skills you learned from your previous, you know, from the farm, and then you take that to there, now you're able to take those skills and start to enhance more people's lives and start to make more money and more cash flow. The thing is, you're still making money. You still have cash flow coming in. Doesn't mean you're working 80 hours a week, but it does mean that you're providing value and you're providing jobs. And who's to say that maybe you don't sell that business and make $20 million? And what could you do with that $20 million to make it bigger and better? Now, I'm not saying you're going to be doing this until you're 90. Maybe you do. Maybe you don't. What I am saying is I want you to open up your mind to the fact that the whole thing about retiring and just stop working and to stop living and to stop creating value is a complete violation of principle. You know, it's okay to, you know, to stop working from the traditional standpoint, but don't stop creating value. Don't stop serving. Don't stop doing something. And maybe, you know, I know a lot of people here in Utah, they want to serve like missions and things like that for their churches. You know, maybe you want to do some volunteer efforts. Maybe you want to go international and go abroad and start helping people and building schools or whatever it might be. And by the way, if you're thinking 65 is that age, well, how much time do you really have left to do those things when it might actually require some physical ability? What if you could do it sooner? What if it was 60? What if it was 55? 50? What if it could be sooner to start doing those things? I don't want you ever to think that that age of 65 is the age. In fact, erase that from your memory. And just as much as erasing the fact that traditional retirement plans are going to do it for you, because I haven't seen them do it, and I've ran numbers like crazy, and they don't work. It's just, it would take you to stuff in probably 50% of your income to be able to truly say, now I can live off the interest in a matter of, you know, 20, 30, 40 years. No matter what the numbers are ran as, I'm telling you, real life has shown, not speculative calculators. You know, calculators can't tell you what your life is going to be like. But when I see real life, people are going to have to save at least 40 or 50% of their money to really get to the place that they could retire, just accumulating in some account. But if you look at focusing on cash flow, how do you can create those kind of ways to do that? If you focus on ways of how you can leverage your money better in a way that's out of the norm, you know, like I said, it could be in business, it could be in real estate, it could be in other things, it could be in other kinds of investing on your own, whatever it might look like. I would much rather have you control your own destiny and control the success of it versus feeling like you're playing a victim to the markets. That if the markets, you know, whatever the markets feel like, you all of a sudden can feel like you can do that. I just don't think that's right. I don't believe that we're meant to just turn our lives over and hope and pray that somehow things are going to work out. I really truly believe that we're meant for something greater, and that. To believe that our money should just go and sit in some account to do no good for nobody. I know that sounds like a double negative, but that's true. I mean, to do no good for anyone out there. I believe that is a complete sad story. And that's the story you're going to hear more and more. Mark my words, you'll hear it more and more in the next 5 to 10 years, more baby boomers getting frustrated because they won't be able to retire the way they thought. They'll have about 4, maybe 5 years of money to be able to last them. They'll start wanting more for Social Security because they realize they couldn't save enough. The government will fight back and say, well, it was your responsibility. In fact, if you notice that the government will say, well, it's because people aren't saving enough. Or financial advisors will say, well, people just need to save more. Well, really, because I remember the days, in fact, even recently, there's a Dave Ramsey Twitter post I saw where if you just save $100 a month for the next 40 years at 12% rate of return, which never is really even a reality in the market, then you should retire a millionaire. Well, first off, millionaire doesn't mean much anymore. Secondly, I've never seen anybody save just $100 a month for 40 years and be able to retire a millionaire. It's been way more than that they've had to save, way more. On top of that, I would have to say too is that, you know, I mean, who's to say about what happens in life? What if life throws you off? What if you decide, you know what? You say, you know, I really want to invest in my kids today. I really want to help them, you know, have some certain, you know, I'm not saying luxuries necessarily, but maybe you want to invest in something in their own education. You know, maybe you want to be able to help them along. Maybe you have them pay for it too, but maybe you just try to say, you know, I'm going to, you know, there's a little bit of a hiccup in my money because I'm going to use some of my money I would use for retirement. I'm going to use that for their benefit today. Or maybe something happened with your health, or maybe something happened in life that threw you off. Well, what then? I mean, did the calculator show you how that was going to occur? I mean, did some financial advisor tell you like, oh, that's exactly what's going to happen? So, here we go. This is exactly what's going to, you know, get you out of the situation. This is what's going to get you right back on track on your retirement. And that kind of stuff is just, it becomes pointless and meaningless when it comes to real life. And so, what is the best retirement plan? Well, first and foremost, it just depends on who you are and what you want. The best question to ask yourself to determine that for each individual person that's listening to this right now is first and foremost, one, what do you know a lot about? What do you have a lot of knowledge in? Do you have a lot of knowledge in business? Do you have a lot of knowledge in certain types of investing or whatever it might be? Or do you want to get more knowledge in that area? Then go get it. If it's in business, maybe you say, I lack knowledge in marketing. Great. Well, go invest in that. you know, even if people say, like, well, what about my retirement? Well, what if that becomes your retirement? What if your retirement's used in a way that you're able to use it today? And I'm not saying everybody go cash out retirement plans. Please don't take that as my advice. I mean, that's something you do not take lightly. But what I am saying is that, you know, the money that you have been using that you've been putting away forever, what if that money, the cash flow you could be using, say, you know, instead of putting it into my long-term retirement, what about my short-term? What do I got to do right now? What do I got to do to increase my knowledge and my ability to know how to better build my business? What about how to better invest, and especially invest in things that are beyond the scope of the normal mutual funds and things like that? I'm always sold and pushed from salesmen in suits. You know, what could I do? So find out, first and foremost, what do you know a lot about, or what would you like to learn a lot about? And then two, what are you passionate about? What would you do regardless of the money? What's something you'd say, man, like, if I got paid to do this, I would think that is so cool. And please don't say watch TV. You know, I don't want you donating plasma to watch movies and make that your retirement plan. But I'm just asking you, I mean, what are some things that maybe just really inspire you? Things that you feel like, man, if I could do that all day long, that would be wonderful. But if you could find something like that where you're passionate about it, regardless of the money, because, by the way, I mean, investing and even in business, those of us that know, I mean, we know that it's something that's not always pretty 24/7. I mean, there are some hard, hard times. And if you don't have a lot of passion, you won't make it last. Any investment. In fact, I'll tell you, when I trained 200 people how to trade stocks and options, the one thing I saw in common is when I asked people, why are you investing in this? The vast majority of them, about 95% of them, would say, well, I'm investing in this because, you know, I want to make money. I want to get out of my job. I have even had people say, I want to stop working with people. I mean, come on. I mean, stop working with people. I mean, that's the real true key to wealth, is through relationships and through people that are there. You don't want to do that. So I'm like, okay, no, that's not the answer. But you know, like, that's the thing, is that many people will get stuck in that kind of mentality. They're saying, like, well, I just want to do it for the money, basically. And if you're just doing something for the money, I can guarantee you one thing based on these people's evidence and what they did, is that you will lose money. You will eventually lose money. And one thing I noticed with the other 5% of people, the 5% that said, you know what, honestly, I don't care if I make a dime. I just love it. I think it's intriguing. It's fascinating. And whatever you tell me to do, Chris, I'll do it. And then those people turn around, they go and do it, and they exceed above and beyond what their teacher taught them, a.k.a. me. I would see them doing things that I'd say, oh, my goodness, you guys are doing amazing. This is great. This is awesome. I don't even plan to make money. This is perfect. You know, and that's the thing, is that those people love it regardless of the money, and that's why they make money. It seems it's true in business. I've seen whenever people make money regardless of the money, it's because they do it regardless of the money. And that's the amazing thing about it. When people just do it for the paycheck, it becomes drudgery when things become a little bit rough, when you tend to have some resistance, which will happen to anything you do. So if you're going to pick something you're passionate about and something that you know a lot about or you want to know a lot about, and then focus there. Don't diversify. Diversification doesn't work. Focus in one place. In fact, just as a final point, Carlos Slim, he's the richest man in the world, depending on the day, but he's pretty much beat out Bill Gates and Warren Buffett. He owns a telecommunications company in Mexico. And what he said that whenever his father told him to always focus on reinvesting money in his business, whenever he did that, he made money. He said, but whenever he ignored his father's advice, invested outside of his business, he lost money. I'm here to tell you that if you want a great retirement plan, focus on what can create cash flow today. Just like I found out by accident, is that it's all about the cash flow. What can create real cash and wealth today? Don't wait for 30, 40 years of life that you may never, ever see in your life. Focus on now. What's the here and now? How do you create a greater quality of life and memories today with you and your family? How do you start creating real life today? Stop worrying about retirement so much. Heck, if you make a lot of money today, you could put that money and bury it in a jar in a backyard and still have more money than people that are hoping and praying their mutual funds. And that's my point to you. Live that life today. This is Chris Miles here, cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur, telling you to truly live that life that you love today, to be able to go and invest in yourself. That is your retirement plan.